Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be concluding the first chapter of Maseches Bechoros with Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Mishnah Vav tells us, Hamafish pidyon petach hamor v'meis. If somebody separates a sheep to be redeemed against a firstborn donkey, and that sheep dies, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, chayavin b'achriyuso. Rabbi Eliezer says he's responsible to replace it. He has to give the sheep to the Kohen, so therefore, if that sheep dies, he has to get another sheep and give it to a Kohen. Kechamesh salayim shel ben. And his example for this is like the 5 silver coins that are used to redeem a firstborn son. If those coins are lost, the father has to go and get another 5 coins, because they have to be given to the Kohen. The Chachamim Omrim, but the sages say, Ein Chayavin Bachriyuso. The sages say he does not have to replace the sheep if it dies. Kipidyon Meiser Sheni, and that's like the redemption of Meiser Sheni, second tithe. Second tithe was produce that had to be eaten in Jerusalem, but if it was too difficult to transport all of one's crops that needed to be brought to Jerusalem, what he could do is he could sell them and take the money and then use the money there to buy food. If that money were lost, okay, the sanctity was transferred to that money, it's gone. So that's the sage's dugma, their example for how this works when it comes to the exchange for a petach hamor. Heid Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Tzadok al pidyon petach hamor shemes. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok testified regarding the sheep that was exchanged for a firstborn donkey that died. She'ein kan l'kohen klum, that in such a case, the kohen doesn't get anything. If the sheep died, he's out of luck. Meis petach hamor, but what if the actual firstborn donkey died? So forget about the sheep, the donkey died. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, yikaver, it must be buried, meaning that you can't make any use of it. You can't take the skin or any other part, and can't use it for dog food, whatever the case may be. Umutar bahanaso sheltle, and that one is allowed to use the sheep for whatever he wants. The sheep has no sanctity, can just use it anyway. But the sages say, that he doesn't need to bury the donkey, meaning that he can use it for other purposes. And the sheep must be given to the Kohen. Let's look in the Bartnero. Rabbi Eliezer tells us that the sheep that's exchanged for the donkey is like the 5 coins used to redeem a son, and that if they're lost, they have to be replaced. The chayav biachriuso, so one is obligated to replace them. But the sages say it's kapidyon meiser sheni, it's like the money that you exchanged for second tithe. Diim avar eno chayav biachriuso. If it's lost, one does not have to replace it. Tahahu kesef chayve rachmana lecho biyushalayim v'ha'azolei. Because that's what the Torah commanded must be used to get food in Jerusalem, and it's gone. But time of Rabbi Eliezer, but the reason of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he must replace it, Shechein Metzinu Shehekesh HaKasuv Petach Hamor LeBechor Adam. We see that the Torah compares redeeming a donkey to redeeming a firstborn son. Shene Amar, because the Torah tells us, UPetach Hamor Tifte Beseh, that a firstborn donkey must be redeemed with a sheep, V'chol Bechor Bincha Tifte, and it also says all firstborn sons must be redeemed. So we have this comparison of Tifte. But the sages say, Ach poda tifte es bechor ha'adam. It says that you have to redeem a firstborn son. V'yas ha'behema ha'temea tifte, and you have to redeem that firstborn donkey, which is the only non-kosher animal, behema temea, that is redeemed. L'pidiyah hikshiyu, v'lo l'davar acher. They're only compared when it comes to redeeming them, but not for any other matter. So they both must be redeemed, but that doesn't mean that all the laws are necessarily the same. So Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Tzadok testified that if the sheep is lost, the Kohen gets nothing. She'ein kan l'kohen klum. She'ein chayev biachriyuso, k'rabbanan v'chein halacha. So one is not obligated to replace the sheep, like the Rabbanan say, and that is, in fact, the practical halacha. Meis petach hamor, what if the actual donkey died? La'acha shehifrish hapidyon, after the sheep was separated in exchange for it. V'adayin lo nitnu l'kohen, but it has not yet been given to the Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yikaver, Rabbi Eliezer says it must be buried. Dehol v'hu chayev v'achrayas hatleh, since he is obligated to replace the sheep, k'man delo afrish dami, then it's like it hasn't been separated. Umutter, and therefore the sheep can be used for anything. Yisrael b'hanoso shel tleh, k'mishalo hifrishu. So this non-Kohen can do whatever he wants with the sheep. He can eat it, he can sell it, he can shear it, whatever he wants, just like someone who never separated it in the first place. But the Chachamim say, Eino tzarech lihikaver, that he need not bury it. Now that he has separated the sheep, come leberushus kohen, vufka kedusha social petach hamor, v'chein halacha. So the sages feel that once he separates the sheep, that's considered in the property, in the realm of the kohen. It removes the sanctity of the firstborn donkey, and that is, in fact, the halacha. So in both of these matters, we follow the opinion of the Chachamim. Let's continue now with Mishnah Zion, the last Mishnah in the Perek. Lo ratza lifdoso, what if somebody doesn't want to redeem the donkey? The Torah actually gives us an alternative. Orfo bekofitz me'achrav, v'kovro. He has to break its neck from behind with an axe, with a hatchet, and then he has to bury it. He can have no benefit from it. Mitzvah pedia kodemus la mitzvah arifa. But the mitzvah to redeem the donkey takes precedence over the mitzvah to break the donkey's neck. We don't want someone to do that. That's just if for whatever reason they don't want to. Maybe they hate Kohanim. I have no idea. But for whatever reason they don't want to redeem the donkey, they do have an alternative. So how do we know that we prefer them to redeem it? Shenemar, because the Pasuk tells us, V'im lo tifdev arafto. So the Pasuk tells us, redeem it, but if you don't redeem it, then you have to break its neck. Mitzvah si'ida kodemus la mitzvah pedia. When it comes to a Jewish servant girl, the mitzvah to betroth her for the master to marry her takes priority over the mitzvah to help her get redeemed. That, again, is an alternative the Torah gives us, shenemar, because the Torah tells us, asher lo yada v'hefta. So it says if you don't marry her, then you have to redeem her. Mitzvah yibum kodemus la mitzvah chalitza. The obligation to marry the wife of a deceased brother who died childless takes priority over the separation ceremony that would cause them not to get married. Barishona, that at least was the case originally. Shehayu miskavenin l'shei mitzvah, when people would do yibum because they wanted to perform the mitzvah. V'achshav she'ein miskavenin l'shei mitzvah, but now that people are not so pure in wanting to do the mitzvah, either it's out of a sexual desire for the widow, or it's for a financial desire to inherit the brother's property, whatever the case may be, since their intentions are not so pure, Amru mitzvah chalitza kodemus la mitzvah yibum. They said that doing chalitza takes priority over doing yibum, which of course is how we act today. Mitzvah geula b'adon hu kodem l'chol adam. And if somebody dedicates property to Bet HaKabayis for the upgrade of the temple, it's a mitzvah for him to redeem it before any other person, because that one who donated it adds a fifth to it, which another person would not do. Shene Amar, because the Torah tells us, V'im lo yaga'el v'nim kar be'erkecha. If he doesn't redeem it, then someone else purchases it. So we see the Torah first wants him to do it, and the other thing is only if he doesn't. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. So the donkey that has to have its neck severed, the kovro, tells us that it must be buried. L'fisha aser b'hana l'achar arifa, because one is not allowed to have benefit from this donkey after it's had its neck broken. And when it comes to yibum, we said that it used to be the priority when people had pure intentions. Barishona shahayu miskavenin l'shei mitzvah. Originally, people wanted to perform the mitzvah. Bahayu omrim, and they would say, hamayabim l'shei noi l'shei mamon havipogea be'erva. They would say that if somebody was performing yibum, either because he was sexually attracted to the widow or because he wanted to inherit his brother's property, that he was actually violating an incestuous relationship. Shaloba makam mitzvah. Because this union with the brother's wife would not be permitted except for the exemption of fulfilling this mitzvah. Ve'ein kein halacha, but this is not in fact the halacha. Elohol v'peka iser eshes ach mina, since the prohibition of a brother's wife has been removed for her, kishemes achiv, below banim, when the brother died without leaving any sons, hari hutrelo legamre, then the widow becomes completely permitted to him, Vafilu yibma l'shem noy l'shem mamon, even if he's marrying her out of a sexual attraction or because he wants to inherit his brother's property. Once the marriage is permitted, it's permitted even if his intentions are not quite so pure. Mitzvah ge'ula ba'adon, and the obligation to redeem property that was pledged to the temple first falls to the one who pledged it. So if somebody pledges an animal for the upkeep of the temple, it's a mitzvah for him to redeem it before anybody else. Shehu mosif es hachomesh, because he adds a fifth to the value that he would pay. All right, that's the end of the Mishnah. That's also the end of the Perek. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this Masechta with Perek Beis.